Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Steelcase Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Faraz Ahmad from Orient Capital, the investor relations partner. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ahmad.
Thank you, and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings call of Steelcase Limited. Today on this call we have Mr. Chetan Tamboli, Chairman and Managing Director, along with Mr. Subhash Sharma, CFO, and Mr. Umesh Bhatt, Company Secretary. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today, and actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page two of the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website as well. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Tamboli for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to Q2 FY23 earnings call of our company. I hope everybody has an opportunity to go through the investor presentation, which has been uploaded last night. As we mentioned in our previous calls, our aim is to reduce dependence from one or two industries, which were highly concentrated, and diversifying revenues into other varied industries is very much on track. This is on increased revenue year-on-year and also on quarter-on-quarter basis, along with significant improvement in profitability. Our strong financial performance is a result of our continuous efforts in increasing operational efficiencies at all stages of our manufacturing process, together with softening of input prices and some Forex gains. We are very hopeful of performing better in the coming quarters. To put it into perspective, our revenue from operations for this quarter stood at about 121 crores, an increase of year-on-year by 57% and 5% increase on a quarter-on-quarter basis. This has translated into EBITDA of 28.3 crores for the quarter and PAT of 17.6 crores. With these numbers, our margins have also improved significantly for this quarter, with EBITDA margins of approximately 23.5% and PAT margins of 14.5%. As I said earlier, this is due to combination of reasons happened simultaneously during the last quarter. For the quarter gone by, the revenues from exports are about 63% and 37% from domestic sales. Capacity utilization, 53%. With increase in demand going forward, we expect to cross 90% capacity utilization by FY26. Contributing to increased operational efficiencies has been our working capital cycle of 100 days, down from 143 days before, and inventory cycle of 41 days, and also reduced short-term debt of 46.6 crore. Our long-term debt still remains net zero, and the company does not intend to raise any long-term debt in the near future. Our current debt-to-equity ratio stands at 0.25 for H1 FY23 in comparison to 0.4 of FY22. This is a drop of about 37.5%. We are also on track for commissioning a power plant of hybrid nature, 4.5 MW, and solar of 5 MW. Both these plants are likely to be commissioned by March 2023, with a total investment of about 27 crores and savings of about 10 crores. With both these plants, we will be able to meet 80% of our power needs, and balance 20 will be purchased from State Electricity Board. I would now welcome and request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nilesh Chheda from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. My name is Pritesh. Some questions on this 11 crore saving that you calculate and 80% of the power being produced. This will be on the current power consumption of yours, this, or this will be based on the 90% utilization that you will eventually achieve?
90% we'll have to buy more power from the state.
Okay. So it's based on the current requirement of yours.
The current requirement.
Okay. My second question is, sir, what kind of volume did we do in quarter two, and was there any QOQ volume growth?
I think it was more or less same.
Q1. And then... Yeah, sir, go ahead.
Q1, Q2, more or less about 4,000 tons, with a difference of 1 or 2% between Q1 and Q2.
Okay. And where do you see the year finishing now on volume?
We should do 16,500 tons.
Okay. And the material price, whatever steel price changes, is now reflected in this revenue number that we see, or incrementally we see a deflation element on account of steel?
The deflation of few percentage points will happen from 1st of October onwards, because we work on a quarter basis. So whatever softening of input prices would have happened would now happen prospectively on 1st October. But these numbers are not too big, you know, maybe 1.5% or so.
Okay. The visibility, if you could share, what kind of visibility do you see now on the volume for this year, and any visibility that you see for next year?
See, as part of our long range plan, current year, as I said, 16,500 tons, and next year we are targeting about 21,000 tons.
Okay. The 16,000 ton visibility, are you reasonably confident on that now, since last year has passed and the quarter is on, or there is an element of uncertainty there as well?
Now, two things are happening simultaneously. The world economy, as you all know, there is a downtrend, and people are talking about a recession in Europe and US, either before end of the year or maybe early next year. But the segments we are in, the customers are very, very bullish. They don't see any downtrend, at least in the near future.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll come back if I have more questions, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chheda. Thank you.
And happy Diwali to you, sir.
Happy Diwali to you, family.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Green Lantern Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Chetan Bhai. How are you? Hello.
Nilesh Bhai, good morning.
Yeah. The first question is... again, and you know, extending the previous question, especially from the Europe, are we seeing the demand at a similar level, especially from the inquiry side and the volume side?
Yes, sir. See, though we supply in Europe, but the facilities of the customers in Europe, they cater to, they cater worldwide. So, if Europe is in recession, doesn't necessarily mean that our customers in Europe will slow down or things like that.
Okay.
Now, as of now, as I said earlier, it's, you know, things are happening simultaneously, where we are seeing, reading more about slowdown in US, Europe, and elsewhere in the world. But our end user segments are quite upbeat, and they don't see any slowdown, at least in the near future. They are asking us to keep capacities ready. And so at least I can say for the current year, there should not be any effect on us.
Okay. The second is, again, Chetanbhai, on the euro-rupee parity, because now the rupee has strengthened substantially versus euro almost by about 7%. Is it going to impact on our margin from those areas, or our sales even in Europe is in dollar terms?
Our sales in Europe are on euros, and we are getting a 7% correction effective 1st October on the exchange exercise, because our base rate was about 86 in April.
Okay.
So while the input prices get corrected every quarter, the sales prices either upwards or downwards. Exchange rate is done on half yearly basis, and we would get a correction of 7% in price because of the, you know, rupee strengthening against the euro from 86 to about 80. So that's about 7%.
So that will maintain our EBITDA margin. That's the way you are saying. Or
yes.
Or we will lose EBITDA margin to the extent of 7% in currency.
So if the price gets corrected, then the EBITDA margin will continue to stay where they are, you know.
Okay. The third is, in your initial remark, you said you will reach 90% utilization by 2026. But if I recall earlier, our plans were to reach by 2025. Is that correct, or I must have missed it?
I think you might have missed it, because of FY25 we are targeting around 84%.
Okay.
And 26 we're targeting 91%.
Okay. So, in terms of overall margins, we don't see any kind of impact going forward, irrespective of currency, except for the visibility, which may change if the things deteriorate further. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You're right. In terms of exchange rate and input prices, we are quite well protected. And business visibility, at least for the current year, we are on track. We'll have a clearer picture of next financial year visibility maybe around January, February. But as of now, all the end user segments are saying that the slowdown will not affect them. So if it doesn't affect them, it will not affect us also.
Okay. And the last is, sir, what about Japan? Because I believe you are also having some communication and maybe some inquiries coming from there.
Our prototype developments for Japan is already done. The serial supplies have started from last month onwards, and we should do. Japan will be an important country as we move forward. Like as of now, the two largest countries we export is USA and Germany. And Japan will turn out to be probably number 3 in another 6 months' time.
I see. That's interesting. Thanks, Chetanbhai, if I have anything else.
Yeah, thank you, Dilesh. Happy Diwali.
Yeah, same to you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarit Deora from Paladin Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. I just wanted to clarify a point that you made just now. So October 1st, you said that there'll be deflation in your selling prices of steel, right? And you also said that there'll be a price correction on your export prices. So are you trying to say that the pricing that you're getting in euro will go up because the rupee is strengthened?
See, one factor is because of softening of input prices, there
yes.
will be a downward 1 to 2 percentage points in sales prices.
Okay.
But for exports which are in euro, we will get a price correction of about 7%, which is under negotiation now. So, but net across all exports, there would be a downward revision of 1 to 2%.
So the euro is weakened against the rupee, will your rupee realization, you mean a euro realization will go up to compensate for that? But you're saying net-net, you'll see a decline in realization across all your geographies.
Correct.
And what will be the impact on the margin then?
See, if the input prices are going down, the margin will be protected.
In terms of rupees per kg?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and sorry, what was your margin per kg this quarter? I missed the volume number.
No, we don't really do this margin per kg basis, but EBITDA margin is about 23.5% and PAT margin is about 14.5%.
Right. Okay. That's fine. And so the volume was for this quarter was?
About 4,000 tons.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samatya Capital. Please go ahead.
So my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I missed the earlier part about the volume part we have done. I just wanted to know how much volume have we done in this first half of the year?
About 8,000 tons.
Okay, and you are expecting to do 16 to 16,500 tons for the year, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so what? So at this point of time, what is our energy cost? If you can just give us for the first half, if it is possible per unit or per kg, as in.
Our power cost is about 8% of our total cost. Okay.
And
the KWH price we pay to state in export is about 8.5 rupees per unit.
Okay. Yeah, and that's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyank Parekh from Roops Consultants LLP. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Chetan Bhai.
Good morning.
Am I audible? Yeah. So, Chetan Bhai, what is the size of our order book now and for how much time it spans? Like for 12 months or 6 months? What is the size of that?
See, we are generally, firm orders are booked for about 3 to 4 months at any point of time. But then at the same time, we have a very strong visibility for forward 3 months. Means firm order for 3-4 months and thereafter another 3 months. So to answer your question, the firm orders are 3 to 4 months.
Okay, firm order are 3 to 4 months. And what is the amount?
It'll be about 135-140 crores.
Okay, 135 to 140 crore. Okay, got it. So you must have answered this thing like how our visibility vis-a-vis the slowdown in Europe and America. But if I have to put it differently, like except India, entire world is facing slowdown, some sort of things are not looking good. How we see ourselves in such scenario? Like
as I said before, all the end user segments where we cater are very optimistic going forward. If you see all the end user industries, they're all capital-based industry. So while there is a slowdown, there is also another talk about government spending going up and government spending channelizing into capital goods. So this might be the reason where there may be overall slowdown, but not in our end user industries.
Okay. Got it.
And if you see the industries we cater in, it is part of the presentation which was uploaded last night. So once you see those end user industries, and if the premise, what I'm saying is true, that the funds will be channelized through those end user industries, then slowdown may not happen in these industries.
Okay. And from our end users, how much visibility we are seeing? Like, how much confident they are for next 12 months, next 2 years, 3 years? How much confident they are?
I already responded this before. At least for the current financial year, we don't expect any slowdown. And they see a reasonably good visibility for next financial year also. So, it should not affect us, but we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's all for my time. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Shah from LSC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So first of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers. And secondly, sir, we are participating in Defense Expo. So what's the order book from position from the defense sector, and how is the margin in defense sector?
See, the in terms of value-wise, it's a very, very small number, maybe 2-3 crores.
Okay.
So, you know, not at all a significant amount, but we are developing some parts. So going forward, we should do well in defense, and we are participating now in the Defense Expo in Gandhinagar, and there are some good interest from Ministry of Defense and the ordnance factories in India. Overall, I would say, to answer your question, margins will be equal or better in defense, but we'll have to wait and see, you know, when would we be able to really do some breakthrough there.
So are you putting more trust on getting an order from defense sector so we can become a safe in a weaker condition when the Europe is not doing well, and we have continuous order from the defense sector, because defense is a expanding market in India?
So absolutely, you're right. The small orders what we have will be all executed before March, and then we have to wait for the new tenders floated by the government of India. So we should have some defense, or surely some defense orders in next financial year. Only thing is how much I am not able to predict now.
But can you just give some idea what's the size of the defense sector order if we try what we are putting a tenders for? India is giving some 500 crore for defense for our type of products. What's the size?
To be honest with you, we don't know what is the size of steel castings in the overall, you know, 2 lakh crores of the defense orders, because in the 2 lakh crores there'll be all sorts of things: aircraft, fighter jets, tanks, howitzer guns, and so on. You know, we don't really know as of now.
But we are doing work for currently for the missiles, or what type of work we are doing in defense?
We are now developing aerial bombs, and also the tracks for the tanks.
Okay. Thanks, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So my question revolves around your margins. The way I look at it is currently at what 50-55% capacity utilization, we are already at 23.5% kind of EBITDA margins. Now what benefit is left to come would be maybe a 2% additional kicker that is likely to come from your 10 megawatt power plant, and utilization level increasing from 50-55% to upwards of 90%. With the gross margins of about 50%, so ideally I believe our EBITDA margins should see quite a decent jump, right? I mean, in next 3 to 4 years, up to 28-30%. So that's what I felt. So would love to have your view on it.
I can only say that as volume grows, sales grow, operating leverage kicks in. So there should be improvement in EBITDA.
Okay, understood. Fair enough. Okay, that's it from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from GS Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congrats for a good set of numbers. So my first question, sir, is on the order book. In the last two quarters, you were saying we have an order book of, say, 200 to 300 crore. But in the current quarter, you are saying only 130 odd crore. So is there any reduction in order book, or how are things going on that front?
Yeah, just a minute. I don't remember having said 200 crores, but is it so? Did we say 200 before? If I have said 200 before, then it's a mistake. We generally have an order book of 3 to 4 months' time, and presently it's up between 135 and 140 crores. So there is no reduction as such. But if I have said 200, under what context I said, I don't remember now. But if I have said, then it's my mistake. Sorry for that.
Sure, sir. That's satisfying. And, sir, and you were saying in the presentation, we were saying we are getting an American Railroad order, which will be expected to start from Q3. So how much tons will go to that in the second half as well as in the next year?
I think we will sell to U.S. Railroad about 14% of our capacity by FY26. So you work backwards. So maybe current year will be maybe 1 to 2%, then next year we might do about 4-5%, and gradually keep on increasing. So in FY26, the US Railroad should be about 14% of our overall sales.
Okay, sir. And sir, in the current year we are saying 16 to 16.5 thousand tons, but next year we're saying we are expecting 21,000 tons. So that is a good growth over this current good year. So what is driving that confidence?
See, one is all the newer sectors where the prototypes have been developed. We would be getting revenues from there also. Plus, the existing base industries will also grow, we believe, by 7-8%. So all put together, from 16,000 tons to about 21,000 tons, we should do.
Sure, sir. And, sir, on this power benefits, power, new captive power, so when do we expect the benefits to come in?
See, both these plants will be commissioned on or before 31st March 2023. So, it should be effective from April onwards, April 23 onwards.
Sure, sir. So any guidance for this full year? As in we did 120 crore revenue and 23% margin in this quarter. So can we say around 500 crore type revenue for this full year and similar 23 type margins?
I think we are quite hopeful with those numbers. That's as of now I can say.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of P.S. Sharma from Groups Consultant. Please go ahead.
Hello, Chetan Bhai. Congratulations for good numbers in this year.
Thank you.
So you mentioned about, and good to know that we will be insulated from the global downturn and economy failure in Europe. Good to know that we are insulated. So is the same feeling in the domestic market also continuing, or what you said applies to exports?
No, it applies to domestic market also.
Okay.
Because the end user industries, which you know, Sharmaji, where we cater
Correct.
To.
Right.
And these are being driven by capex.
Right.
And just to counter the overall slowdown in world economy, maybe governments will kick in
CapEx program
projects, you know.
Correct. That's right. So going forward, that is FY24 or FY26, what you mentioned, the capacity utilization increasing to 90%. So are we likely to maintain the same ratio of export to domestic, 66 versus 33 or something, or that could be a major change because of American rail rate?
I think by in the year 24-25, this goes in excess of 65, and maybe around same level, you can say. Assume 65% export, 35% domestic.
Okay. Okay. And next year, that is FY24, are we confident of what is the sales guidance that you could give comfortably?
Okay.
21,000 tons you mentioned.
Yes. Yeah, we are targeting 21,000 tons for FY24.
Yeah. So, in terms of rupee, what can it translate into with the same realization if we assume?
So, Sharmaji, if you take the current prices and volumes, and do
no,
the...
There are likely to be some corrections, you said, because of the rupee forex strengthening or depreciation.
For example, in the October, November, December quarter, there could be 1-2% sales price correction because of softening of input prices.
Right.
So with all this keeping in mind, the arithmetic says about 600 plus crores.
Sure. Good to know that. Thanks all, Chetan bhai. That's all from my side. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav from Raxin Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Have you contemplated on the new waste shipments plans in the EU that can affect steel scrap market going forward? If there's more circularization of metal scrap which they are pitching, would it affect us in a meaningful way? And have we had any such discussions with our customers regarding that or seeing some change in sentiment from them to work with us?
Excuse me, your voice is very faint. I didn't get you. Please repeat your question.
Yeah, so sir, EU is coming up with new waste shipment rules and they are pitching more circularization of metal scrap and a lot of different things. So they'll have rules catering those two OECD countries only, and they can basically put on rules barring certain non-OECD countries to. So basically what they're trying is more circularization of metal scrap. That is what I understand, but have you seen such things being discussed on ground with your customers?
We haven't really discussed what you're saying, but we have been hearing about this for the past 1 year now. So the present, import into India is very little from Europe. It's mainly from US, Mexico, and the Middle East part. So even if they do this circularization of metal scrap, it may not affect the metal steel scrap prices. But if it affects, we have steel scrap as part of the sales price variation formula. So if the steel scrap price goes up, our prices will go up. So we don't think this will really affect the overall business.
Understood, sir. So secondly, if I can just to draw the complete picture, if you can help understand the global supply chain of the products we are making. So if something like circularization does happen, do we lose some market share from potential near sourcing that can, near shoring that can happen in EU or US? Or like what we've been able to do in the past 1-2 years, we've been ramping up our sales quite well. So are we taking market share by some by Chinese players or some non-EU US players? What exactly is the source of our growth?
Overall we are about 25% on an average lower prices than the competition in Western Europe and North America. That's A. B, there is already China plus one strategy being worked by, you know, most of the big companies of the world. So we don't expect to lose any market share because of this circularization of whatever you're saying about metal scrap or things like that, you know.
Okay, so sir, lastly, the Japanese market, where do you expect it to contribute, what percentage do you expect it to contribute in, say, another 3 years from now?
I think comfortably about 10 to 15% of our overall exports should go into Japan as of now, over next.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Arjun Yadav, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
So with respect to AI, your run rate was around 75 crore a year, if I'm not wrong, per year? At the peak capacity?
Yeah, the long-term agreement we signed with this company, over 3 year time, we will reach 75 to 80 crores, yes.
So to start with, sir, from next quarter, so would it be like, a full throttle, or would it be like a very gradual kind of a growth to lead to 75 crores?
Gradual ramp from the third quarter and going up to 75-80 crores at the end of the third year.
So what would it be like 10%, 20% this year, sir? If I can get a ballpark number.
I think for this financial will be less than 5%.
Okay. That's quite insightful. Thank you. So with respect to your exports to Europe, the majority of your what percentage of your total exports are in European currency and in US dollar currency? Could you give us a breakup on that?
I think it's more or less half and half, you know.
Okay.
So if you really see total exports, it'll be, percentage-wise, it'll be about 40% US, 40% Europe, and balance other countries as of now.
So, my understanding may be very sorry if that is so. So if even though you have an appreciation of 40% with the Europe business, you still have a depreciation with the US currency, right? So that would be a setoff for you in terms of sales. Is that a roughly right number?
Say that again, please.
So you say that half of it is from Europe and half of it is to US. And we interestingly see one side of the currency kind of appreciating and the other one depreciating almost at the similar levels. So net, there won't be a much of a impact on your revenue because of this currency set-off in your exports?
No, I agree with you. You know, it will the appreciation vis-a-vis euro and depreciation vis-a-vis US dollar. You know, it might set off between the two. You're right.
Okay. So one final question, sir. On the domestic side, because one of our previous people asked a question, and I think Mr. Sharmaji has asked about your domestic business, and you said that you know where we cater to. Could you also enlighten the other investors like us of where you exactly cater to in the domestic business, and what's your outlook on that?
As I said before, even the domestic market, we expect 10 to 15% growth in the next financial year, and so the same for exports also.
So my question was more on the sectors, Mr. Chetan Gombole. I mean, where do you exactly cater in terms of the sectors in the domestic business so that we have an idea of how it's faring?
Sectors we cater to are mining equipments, earthing equipments, construction equipment industries. So these are the major industries we cater in India.
Okay. And how do you see the coal sector, sir? One last question about India. Do you see, because of this whole increase in imports of coal, do you see an uptick in the coal capex in India in the last few months? Do you see that trend happening?
See, the coal output year on year is sure to increase year on year basis. And as a country, the guidance given by government is to reduce imports.
Okay.
So the only way out is to increase production in India, and that's happening now and likely to happen going forward also.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samarthya Capital. Please go ahead. Pratik, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. We'll move to the next question as there is no response. The next question is from the line of Devang Padeja, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, congrats on a great set of numbers. Sir, so in the last call, you had said that you expect to end FY23 with a capacity utilization of 57%. So do you still stick to that?
Yes, we will surely end up around same levels.
All right. And sir, you had also said that at the particular account is a bit slow, a bit sluggish.
Sorry, sir, your voice is not clearly audible. If you can just speak on into the handset.
Am I audible?
Now better.
Yeah. Sir, so last time you had also mentioned that Caterpillar is a bit slow. So is it still the same or has there been any improvement there?
No, that slowdown was mainly because of Russia-Ukraine war. And that's already factored in the growth outlook, what we are speaking now and what our customers are also saying. So it's already factored in.
On it. And since the Japanese market, can you give us the opportunity size? What would be the size of the market connecting the total market in Japan?
I'm very sorry, I have no idea on the total market size of steel castings in Japan. But we should do about 10% of our overall exports to Japan.
Okay, sir. So to put it differently, is there any kind of market share we are targeting in Japan, longer term?
It's a very small numbers, and the focus is not on market share at all. The focus is on making specialty products and entering the Japanese market.
All right. And sir, you have seen a pretty sizable improvement in your working capital for H1. So do you see it sustaining here, or do you see any further improvement in this?
No, we should be able to sustain at this level.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samarthya Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, earlier you mentioned about us being cheaper or more price competitive than our competitors in US and Europe. So I missed that number. How much cheaper are we as compared to them?
I think we should be about 25% lower prices than the competition in Europe, Western Europe and North America.
Around 25%?
Yeah.
In pricing terms?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating on this call, and wishing everyone a very happy Diwali and a great new year. And also thank you to Orient Capital, our IR partners, and Steelcast team, Mr. Sharma, our CFO, and Mr. Bhatt, our company secretary. Thank you all, and all the best for the new year. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Steelcast Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.